with Alexander technique, we give ourselves the option of lying down and finding a way to release tension as we're lying down, or just become aware of ourselves so we're not in activity. I found the best way to practice is on a yoga mat, because then my feet don't slide. But you can be on a hard floor. I have a hardwood floor here, or a carpet if your feet don't slide. Or if your feet do slide, you can use something rubber underneath your feet. Or today, because we didn't prepare, you can put your feet up against a wall. If you have distress in your low back, you can put your lower legs up parallel to the ground, up on a chair or a couch. We're going to be doing one leg straight and one leg bend for a little while. Whenever you need to, please change. So we'll have one leg up and one leg down, and then you can change to the other one. Or if that's uncomfortable, you can have both knees bent. The goal is to have your back releasing into the ground. With both legs out straight, it tends to put an arch in the lower back. If you prefer that, though, by all means, have your legs out straight. So I'm going to be demonstrating. The most important thing is for you to feel your own body. And what we're looking for is freedom and ease, movement, expansion, openness in your body. And if you notice tension and pain and tightness along the way, that's fine. You just let that go through and then give yourself the directions I'm giving you to see if you can improve on your ease and freedom. So what I usually used to put under people's necks so that your head is parallel to the ground, so your neck is not lifting up like this or your chin digging into your chest, is a couple of thin paperback books or magazines, and you stack them up until you get the right height for you. So take a minute now and put your books. You're going to be lying in a semi-supine position, which means that you're face up to the ceiling with your knees bent. So I'm putting my books here on the top of my mat, and I'm going to lie down like so. Okay, so my knees are in front of my hip joints. They're not too far out and they're not too close together. You want your toes pointing straight. As I said, your face is horizontal to the floor and your neck is comfortable. So that's a personal thing. If you want your head up a little higher, you can. So I'm going to let you take a minute to get yourself situated and be comfortable. As I said, you can put your computer on the floor so you can see me. But if you don't want to, you can just use my voice. That will be fine. And I'm not going to look at the computer anymore. I'm going to look straight up to the ceiling. And I just want you to pick a leg and lengthen it out straight. The other knee is pointing up at the ceiling. I'd like you to feel what the difference is for each leg. What does your straight leg feel like compared to your bent leg? Do you notice? There's no rules about what you would notice, so that's up to you. And what do you notice inside your hip joints? The difference between your left and right hip joint. And how about your groin and your lower abdomen? Any difference? And your buttock muscles resting against the floor. Is one pressing more against the floor than the other? Or is it just there are more sensation? And how about your abdomen? What does that feel like? Difference. By the way, right now you can have your hands wherever you want them. We'll be putting our hands on later. I'll put my hands down. And how about your low back? Is it touching the floor or not touching the floor? Is it any different on one side? Your upper back. That rib area, is one side touching the floor more than the other? Your shoulder blades, What's the difference? So any pressure there, is that an area you can actually feel? Your upper arms. Elbows. Forearms. Wrists. Hands and fingertips. Chest. Neck. Face. And the back of your head. Now take a breath or two and sense your whole body. Where is there freedom and ease or a sense of openness in your body? Where is there some maybe tightness or tension? Go back and forth between ease and tightness and see what you notice and see if anything is changing. You don't usually stay in one place. Things change. You'll notice that gravity has a hold of your whole body, and that's helping ease some tension away, melting it away. And so now change. Bring the other leg up bent and the corresponding other leg out straight. And let's notice again, any difference between your right and your left legs and feet, your heels, your toes. What are you noticing? Is anything releasing? Hip joints, buttock muscles, abdomen, low back. Ribs all the way around. Diaphragm, at the top where you breathe, top of your abdomen here. Armpit area. Shoulder blades. Collarbones. Upper arms. Elbows. Forearms. Wrists. Hands. Any difference between your two sides with having one leg out straight? And is that changing? Neck and head, tongue, eyes. Have a sense of your whole body lying there. It has shape, size, volume, mass, and then the gravitational pull has got your whole body. And you're breathing and your breath is moving inside you. How far? It starts in your lungs, moves your ribs, diaphragm goes down, abdomen moves. What else moves when you breathe in? And what happens when you breathe out? Take a minute, feel all that change. And as you feel your breath, notice that paying attention to your breath adds any degree of ease or freedom, space, softness, expansion to your body. Now you can keep your leg out straight or bend your knee so that you have both knees bent, whichever you prefer. And at any point, you can straighten one leg back out again. We're going to bring our fingertips to the ceiling and drop your scapula, your shoulder blades into the floor. So now your arms are just falling into your scapula. They're straight up to the ceiling, but don't tighten them. Just let your elbows be soft. Your fingers are pointing straight up. What's the weight of your arms? And how does the weight of your arms help your scapula soften into the ground? Can you feel your whole back open to the ground?
Now bring the palms of your hands to face each other and touch them together. The sensation of touching your palms to your palms, you'll notice maybe a difference between your two hands and your two arms. My right hand is a little bit colder than the left hand, I think because I was writing with it. And the sensation of having your arms up over your head gives you a sense of falling, which helps your body fall into gravity. Separate your hands and bring your hands to your face. Let your elbows drop into your body and feel the weight of your hands. Now your hands are helping your head fall into the earth, but you're not going to press it down. It's just the weight of your hands. Your hands can help your face muscles have a sense of themselves and see if a little bit of that weight makes a change in the ease and freedom in your body and gives you a sense of where your head is. Then slide your hands down to your jaws so your fingers are touching about where the joint between your head and neck is, under your cheekbones there. And again, make sure your arms are resting. Let your jaw feel the weight of your hands. And as the weight of your hands is applied to your jaw without any pressure, feel if your jaw is releasing. It might not, but just see if it makes any change in your jaw and your tongue, letting it rest. Your hands are resting. Now bring your hands down to your neck. You can do it a couple of different ways. This looks like you're strangling yourself, but it feels really good. Just let your hands rest, the fingertips on either side of your neck, and the palms of your hands are resting on the top of your collarbone here, and let your elbows rest down. So it's just a really gentle thing. And see if you can increase the sensation of your neck muscles releasing from the slight gentle pressure of your fingertips. And what happens to your head? As you free your neck, your head might move a tiny bit forward, meaning it rolls forward and it goes up away from your toes to the space behind you. That's Alexander's directions, which we'll go over in a little bit. Let the weight of your hands help your neck to be free. Then bring your fingertips to your collarbones, dropping your elbows down. And you may need to adjust where your elbows go for this. It's personal. If it's not comfortable, you can also bring your elbows out to the side or hold your elbows up in the air, whatever is comfortable for you. And let your fingertips help your scapula, and not your scapula, your clavicle, your collarbones, feel their own weight, resting into the earth. What does that do for the ease and freedom in your whole body? Notice the changes. Let one arm open out to the ground and take the opposite fingertip to the top of the clavicle, where it meets your sternum, and just slide out a little bit and rest your hand kind of on your armpit area, shoulder joint area, and pointing your fingers at your, you're resting your elbow down. Point your fingers at your, at the fingers of your hand that's on the ground, and let you notice, let yourself notice the length of your arm, and is it softening into the earth a little more with your hand touching? If it's not, that's fine too. Just give yourself a moment to notice your arm. And if you can keep the whole rest of your body in your awareness too, that would be wonderful. And let's slide around and do the other side. So your fingertips are touching the beginning of your collarbone where it meets your sternum. And then slide down the clavicle and hand resting on your armpit area, shoulder. Pointing your fingers towards your outstretched fingers. What's the length of your arm? is your arm resting on the floor? How does that make you feel? Then bend your elbows and bring your hands to your chest. Can you let the weight of your hands tell your whole rib cage what gravity means and what space feels like inside your rib cage, your lungs, and your heart? In the beginning of some of your other internal organs, you just want to let them be. Let your hands help you feel that. Slide your hands down to your lower ribs. You may need to adjust your elbows and feel your lower ribs there. What does that feel like for the rest of your body? I feel a slight arch still in my back, and it just brings my attention to it. I'm just not going to criticize it or try to change it. Just let the weight of my hands rest on my torso and notice what happens to my ease, to my space, to my expansion. Then letting your elbows change a little bit, come closer, bring your hands down to your abdomen and release your shoulders if you tighten them at all to make that change. Feel the weight of your hands. What's happening to your ease and freedom? What's happening to your size? Are you shrinking, expanding? Are you staying the same? What do you notice? Then bring your hands to your upper legs. Your thumb can rest at your hip joint there and let your fingers point up at your knees. What does your upper thigh, your thigh feel like, your upper leg? All the way from your hip joint to your kneecap. And behind that to your knee joint. Feel the weight of your hand. What does that do to the sensation of the weight of your legs falling into your pelvis and your feet? Now feel the lower legs falling into your feet and rising up towards your knees. You have the support of the ground coming from the ground through your feet, through the lower leg bones up to your knee and up to the top of your head. You also feel the weight of your legs falling down your leg through your feet into the earth. Now bring your arms down to your side with palms up. It can be a little bit diagonally away, wherever you're comfortable. And if you're more comfortable, then bring your hands back to your ribs, whichever you would like. So using all that sensation you've just experienced, let's go over FM Alexander's directions for how to release tension and increase ease and freedom. I wish my neck to be free so my head may move forward and up. Or I like to say, so my spine may lengthen so my head may move forward and up. When you free your neck is part of your whole spine and the spine lengthens. Your head doesn't move by itself. It only moves because your spine's lengthening. So that my back may lengthen and widen. And my arms may lengthen and free. Knees up or forward and away is what were his words. Feet, heels back and down, meaning back into the ground, down into the ground and back towards you a little bit, because that's where they're pointing. And then feel your whole body again. Has anything changed since you first lay down? Do the sensations that you've been going through and the directions change your perception of your body, how it feels, its size, movement. Do you perceive more ease? I wish my neck to be free, so my head may move forward and up, so my spine may lengthen, so my head may move forward and up, so that my back may widen and lengthen, shoulders apart, arms lengthening and freeing, fingertips away, hip joints opening and freeing, knees up, feet into the earth, heels coming back and down. Your whole body opening and freeing. And take a few breaths and notice what you're noticing, what you're sensing. Ease, openness, freedom, motion, pressure, size, whatever you notice. It's your experience. Now, when you've been lying like this, you don't want to sit straight up. And when you do this at home, practice for anywhere between 10 minutes to 30 minutes. It's a great thing to do any time of day, especially if you're feeling tired or have pain. So we're going to, keeping your knees bent, you can move your hips to one side, roll over to one side, bringing your hand to the ground, and rest for a moment. See if you can continue experiencing your new ease and freedom, open expansion. And then slowly, without, by paying attention to that ease, let yourself sit up. Whatever position works well for you. Notice how you're feeling sitting up. And if you wish, I'm not going to do it, but if you'd like to, you can stand up and walk around and see if you notice any difference from how you felt when we started this workshop.